The Moon Princess, a legend from China.
The Milky Way is a wide river of stars. The gods live on the east side of the river, in the sky, and people live on the west side. A long time ago, on the west side, there lived a handsome young man called Kengyu. Kengyu's job was to take care of the cows. Every day, Kengyu walked his cows to the side of the river where the green grass grew, and the cows ate the grass. Kengyu's cows loved him very much because he was so good to them. On the east side of the Milky Way lived five moon princesses who were sisters. The youngest of the sisters was called Orihime, and she was very beautiful and clever. One day, when Kengyu took his cows to the river, he saw the five princesses take off their fine silk clothes to go swimming. Orihime was so beautiful that Kengyu fell in love with her. "Kengyu, swim across the river and hide her clothes," said one of the cows. "Her sisters will go, but she'll stay to look for her clothes, and then you can talk to her." The Milky Way was a very dangerous river, but Kengyu was young and very strong. He swam across the river and took Orihime's silk clothes. Then he hid in some bushes beside the river. The five moon princesses got out of the water. Orihime's sisters put on their fine silk clothes, but Orihime's clothes weren't there. She looked everywhere, but she did not find her clothes. "I'll come home later. I must find my clothes," Orihime said to her sisters. Orihime's sisters left, and Orihime continued looking for her clothes. Suddenly, a voice called from the bushes beside the river. "Princess, here are your clothes. I'll give them to you, but first you must promise to answer a question."
"Yes, I promise. Now please give me my clothes," said Orihime.
The young man stood up with his back to the princess. Orihime took her clothes and dressed quickly.
"Now, what is your question, young man?" asked the princess.
"Will you marry me?" asked the young man.
"No, I can't. I must return to my home in the sky," said Orihime.
"Oh, please, be my wife," Kengyu implored, and he turned to look at the princess. When the princess saw that Kengyu was very strong and very handsome, she immediately fell in love with him.
"Yes, I will marry you," said the princess.
Kengyu called to his cows. "One of you must swim across the river and help me bring the princess to the other side." The strongest cow swam across the river, and Kengyu put the princess on the cow's back.
"Hold on to my head, princess, so that you will not fall," said the cow.
Orihime held the cow's head while Kengyu held its tail, and together they swam across to the west side of the river, to the land of people. Kengyu and Orihime got married, and soon they had a son and a daughter. They were so happy together that Orihime never went home to visit her sisters, not even once. An old goddess lived on the mountain, Kong Long, on the east side of the Milky Way.
She was very angry to see that Orihime, a moon princess, lived with a husband and children on the west side. She was jealous that Orihime was so happy and that she had such a handsome young husband.
"This can't continue," said the old goddess,
and she sent one of her soldiers to bring Orihime by force to the east side of the river.
Orihime sat on the east side of the Milky Way and cried. Each of her tears became another star in the river. Kengyu also cried because he was alone and separated from his wife. And the children cried because they wanted their mother. Finally, one day, Kengyu put the children into a big basket and tied it to his back. He took one of his favorite cows with him so that there was milk for his children and went to the river to find his wife. He walked until he came to the Milky Way, but the old goddess of Kong Long saw him on the road.
"I'll move the river so that Kengyu can't see Orihime," she thought.
As soon as Kengyu arrived at the River of Stars, the river disappeared. Kengyu walked up a high hill and saw that the river was now far away. Orihime and Kengyu cried even more, but they were still far apart. Kengyu took his children home. They were so sad that they cried every day. Kengyu's cows were also sad when they saw how unhappy he was. Finally, one of Kengyu's cows said,
"Kengyu, I will die soon. After my death, take my skin and use it to make a boat. You can use the boat to cross the river and get to Orihime on the other side."
Sometime later, the cow died. Kengyu cried again because the cow was so kind and wanted so much to help him. He took the cow's skin and made a boat.
"Come, children, get into the basket and we will take this boat and try to find your mother," Kengyu said to his son and daughter.
Then he put the basket on his back and carried the boat to the Milky Way. When they got near the river, Kengyu's son said,
"Father, look, the River of Stars is beautiful."
His daughter saw her mother beside the river.
"Look, there's mother on the other side," she shouted.
Kengyu and the children got into the boat and started to cross the river. The old mountain goddess heard the children call to their mother when they saw her. She looked down from Kong Long Mountain, and she was very jealous. She took a long silver pin from her hair and divided the river into two parts.
"Now Kengyu and the children can't get to Orihime," she said with a horrible laugh.
The water of the river became higher and higher. Several times Kengyu and the children nearly fell out of the boat, but they continued on their way. When the water began to fill the boat, Kengyu took a ladle and started to empty the water from the boat.
"Father, let us help you empty the water from the boat," said Kengyu's son.
"Yes, father, we can help. We want to see our mother," said his daughter.
When Kengyu was too tired to continue, his little son took the ladle and continued emptying the water from the boat. After some time, the little boy also became tired, and Kengyu's little daughter took the ladle and emptied water from the boat. The old goddess looked down from her mountain and watched them work. Her heart became soft and her anger disappeared. Finally, she said,
"Stop! The children can live with their mother on the east side of the river with the gods. Kengyu can visit Orihime once a year on the 7th day of July."
Kengyu was so happy that he fell to his knees and thanked the old goddess. Once a year, Orihime and Kengyu meet in the middle of the Milky Way. The big star on the east side of the River of Stars is Orihime, and the bright star on the west side
is Kengyu. Look at the stars carefully, and you will see the ladle that Kengyu and the children used to empty the water from the boat, made from the kind